Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. On this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, Pastor Chrissy's sermon was titled, The Heart of the Body. Here's Bill Baxley with our scripture reading.
I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another, in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. The gifts He Christ gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. The Word of God for the people of God.
It really goes without saying that the heart is one of the most critical muscles in the human body. With each beat, it pumps blood throughout the body, providing oxygen and nutrients to every other limb and muscle and organ. In addition to infusing blood with the essential elements and pumping them throughout the body, the heart, it also cleanses our blood. It removes wastes before allowing the blood to be recirculated. All of our blood circulates through the heart for purification and reorientation, so that it can pulse through our limbs, enabling us to do whatever it is that we want to do. It could be said then that if the Christian church truly is the body of Christ in our world, then the communion table, the Lord's Supper, is sort of the heart of the body. This is the table to which we return when we need to experience God's grace and God's forgiveness. It is where we confess our sins and our shortcomings, asking God to transform our brokenness into wholeness. And this is the table to which we return when we need to refocus our lives around God's priorities, setting aside our own wants and needs for the sake of our neighbors. Yes, this table is the heart of the body of Christ, pulsing with a life-sustaining rhythm that enables us to circulate essential elements, the essential elements of love and peace and truth out into our world. Today, while we gather around our own communion tables, it is Worldwide Communion Sunday, after all. So while we gather around our communion tables in our own homes, unlike any other Worldwide Communion Sunday, today we are joined by sisters and brothers around the world who are doing the same thing. You see, on this Sunday, when we celebrate Worldwide Communion, normally we would be in our sanctuary and we would be attempting to remember and to think about our sisters and brothers across the globe gathered in their sanctuaries, in their time zones, celebrating their sacred meal in much the same way that we do ours. But this year, the ways that we gather kind of reminds us of the earliest churches. In the ancient world, when Christians gathered in small groups, perhaps family units in their own homes, and they partook of this same sacred meal, each moving at their own pace, using their own words, their own elements, their own tables, and yet all participating in the sacred ballet of communion, each taking the bread and the drink and sharing the words of Christ, each drawing together to be reformed, to be more like Christ. Each of us in this season is finding a new way to come to the table, to come and to share this holy meal. Each of us is coming depleted from the week past, desperate for spiritual food and drink that will replenish our souls and give us strength for the days ahead. Each of us in our own spaces, united with Christians around the world on this worldwide communion Sunday. But today at Greystone, we also recognize our new class of deacons. We recognize the gifts of the Spirit which equips us for service in this world, those gifts which enable us to go out, to pulse out, and to be Christ's love in our world. Today, we recognize the gifts which empower us to be the body of Christ that God is calling us to be. And we recognize those within our fellowship who have been called to this very specific role of deacon. From the earliest days of Christianity in the ancient churches, deacons were servant leaders of the congregation. Deacons were entrusted with the care of and for the congregation, and they were gifted with things like humility and wisdom and discernment in their leadership. This kind of leadership that seems a little bit upside down when compared to worldly expectations of leadership, which tend to look more like dominance and wealth and power. The deacon, however, is a spiritual leader whose holy calling will often feel upside down, but that's okay, because the deacon is a leader in the Church of Christ, which is called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, which is called to build the kingdom of God. Remember the kingdom which feels upside down, because in God's kingdom, the first are last, and the last are first. So it makes sense that the gifts of a deacon would need to seem a little odd, at least from a worldly perspective. So today we have an opportunity to recognize and to celebrate these gifts, these upside-down gifts that we see in our newly elected deacons. And today we have an opportunity to pray for them as they and as we all gather around tables, in homes, in our separate, distanced spaces. We have an opportunity to pray for them as they look for a bit of purification and perhaps reorientation. Perhaps as we prepare ourselves for this meal, we might also echo the words of Scripture from the book of Ephesians as our prayer. So as we ready ourselves and set our tables and prepare for this sacred meal, this meal that we hope will purify us and reorient us around God's kingdom wishes for our lives and for the world, let's pray together. Loving God, we come before you this day asking to be made new. Like the heart cleanses the waste from our blood and supplies it with the nutrients needed to make the body work, we ask that you cleanse us from all of our selfish desires. Remove from us the need to be powerful, the need to be wealthy, the need to be in control, and the need to know all the answers. And gift us instead with a spirit of humility and gentleness, with patience and a commitment to bear with one another, no matter what. As we receive this meal from the heart of your body, remind us that in this moment, we are one. In this moment, we are one body, united with one mission and with one spirit, united in the bond of peace and in the hope that calls us forward, ever onward, to our places of service, building up the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, here and everywhere we go. Amen.